This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, coming up this weekend, Friday through Sunday, 27th Annual Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Show presented by Bi-Mart. A lot of interest in that. And we'll be out there on Friday, but we wanted to take some time to sort of preview it today with promoter Joe Pate. Thanks for coming in.
Kyle, I think this is our 27th year together. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I'm not quite sure I'm quite that old, but in terms of how long we've done this, certainly been a long time. And kind of start off, make sure to stay real close to the microphone there. Give us kind of an overview of all the different types of things that are on display and happening out there.
Well, Kyle, thank you. But before we begin, I must say that we're still happy to have known that we won the Reader's Choice Award for naming us the number one sportsman show in Douglas County. Now, keep in mind, we are the only one. Nevertheless, we're very happy to have received the honor.
I'll have to take a look at all the stats. I don't think I noticed that one.
We make things up once in a while, too, you know.
Okay. That comes into promotion. But what you don't make up is the fact that this event every year is huge.
Well, to give you an overview, I think this year we have the pretty interesting group of exhibits. So we have the Dangerous Bird Show from the Birdman of Las Vegas, which is pretty interesting. It drew rave reviews here in Eugene this last weekend. And we have a Super Squatch Jeep Overlander. And Squatch America is back, along with our 10-foot-tall animatronic Sasquatch. Of course, the tank and the an original Russell drift boat and the big game room and the new award winners for the big game will be on display. And Camper Corners having an RV roundup, both at our event and on their own. So it's a pretty interesting weekend coming up.
So Sasquatch, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
We also have seminars on that as well. We'll get into that later, I'm sure.
Okay. So a lot of things that are happening. How far away do some of these exhibitors come from?
Well, this year, and typically, we always say guides from Alaska to Africa. So we have two or three African guides, South African guides, from Johannesburg and that area. And we also have the ATA Lodge, Fly Fishing Lodge, from somewhere in Alaska. I can't think of it right now. But so Alaska to Africa. I would think they'd win the long distance awards this year.
Wow. And that means that people here are obviously interested in going to places like that to take part in some of the activities. It seems like for people that are really into this, folks, if they are able to do it, love this area, but they also like to try new adventures totally other places.
Well, again, the interest is, and a lot of people travel extensively. In fact, we also have Flyaway Travel has a booth at the show, and I remember when I first spoke with them, I thought they might have to be able to have some trips that are exotic and so on and so forth, and, you know, what do you call it, eco-travel and that kind of thing. And in fact, there's still a lot of the regular destinations that are used, cruises and such, and they've always done very well at the show. So there's, yes, to answer the question, the Douglas County area people want to go places.
Well, it's a great opportunity to learn about other places and know that outdoor recreation is available many other places as well. Now, you do these shows, what, literally all over the country, right?
Not actually. We're located on the East Coast. This is really the West Coast division, if you will. But we only do these four sportsman shows in the Northwest: Eugene, Roseburg, Medford, and Northern California.
And they are always popular every year. Now, obviously, there's a lot of interest because, in some ways, you must have enough interest to do it in these four locations as opposed to expecting everybody to go to Eugene and Medford. You're bringing it right to them.
Well, and happy to do so. In fact, keep in mind that Roseburg is our flagship show, and it's where we started. And And we've always been very well received. And I've said this many times, that we're really a glorified sportsman's fair, an outdoor recreational fair. Our goal is to attempt to, in each market, to represent the outdoor activities that are, you know, that are available in the market, and try to introduce people to new opportunities, such as kayaking, hunting, fishing, camping, backpacking, biking, RVing, ATVing, etc.
Yeah, so many different things, and the Umpqua Valley is really ground zero for a lot of these outdoor activities.
Well, I think when we used to extensively poll, and we found that about 85% of the people in the market participate in some kind of outdoor activity, and usually own either or RV, ATV, or boat. Or watercraft of some sort. So, in fact, probably if you just include watercraft in general, it's probably 100%, right?
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of interest out there because there's so much to do here. But once you get into it, people like to go other places too. What about special displays, activities that people could do when they come out this weekend?
Well, I almost hate to admit this. I wish my wife was listening, but for several years, she's been telling me about this thing, believe it or not, called Parakeet Paradise. And what it is about a 30-foot structure that has parakeets in it. And people walk through the exhibit, and parakeets fly all over them. And then the parents or whatnot take pictures of each other. And so in Eugene, I really had no idea how it'd be received. And in fact, it kind of, you know, sportsman show, it's kind of weird having on your front of your brochures and everything, Parakeet Paradise, along with all the other attractions. But the interesting part was it was mobbed. It was hugely successful. And probably several hundred people, maybe 1,000 or more people, actually participated in it. Because they hold it immediately after the shows, the bird demonstrations. But many thousands of people watched the people inside this Parakeet Paradise. So we're bringing it here to Roseburg, and we'll have to see how it's received.
Wow, that's kind of intriguing. There's one part of me that is really entranced with, let's try that out. There's another part of me that thinks I'll just watch.
You know, either way, I think it's interesting, and it is fun. I think watching for me was enough, but some people want to get in there and have the birds all over them. So.
Wow, and that's a brand new thing.
It's like a pleasant version of the birds.
Well, yeah, there's that, if people remember that going way back. What about classes or talks, things like that? Because I know a lot of people go into these, especially if some of these activities are things they haven't done before, and they feel like they're maybe over their head because they don't know a lot. They're just interested, and they want to learn more.
I'm so glad you asked me that, because this year we have some new things that are pretty interesting. One, very importantly, is called the Introduction to Dutch Oven Cooking. We have it at the opening of the show all 3 days. It's the first seminar on the speaker schedule. And we're very excited. Eugene Regan's running it, and we're excited to have it and offer it. It was a suggestion from a friend who attended it and was very enamored with it. So we've brought it up here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's on at, of course, 1 o'clock on Friday, 11 o'clock on Saturday, and 11 a.m. on Sunday as well. We also have a wolves presentation discussing the wolves' introduction to Oregon and how that has gone. Very few people talk about it. There was a lot of resentment and a lot of concern, and Greg Roberts will be here to talk about that very thing. Along with, of course, the other, you know, we have paddle craft safety, which is another new addition this year. A lot of incidents. We want to make sure that people are enjoying the outdoors safely, which is a part of these programs. Not only what to do, how to do, but also how to enjoy the outdoors safely.
Good idea. And also just good reminders for people, because I think a lot of people sometimes grew up, if you grew up around here and you participated in a lot of things, there are times that some people learned actually bad habits.
Yeah. If I can continue, Carl,
sure.
The Wolves in Our Midst is the name of that presentation. It's at noon on Saturday. And also, the same presenter is going to be doing Sasquatch, Do You Really Want to Meet Him?, which should be interesting. But also importantly, from a clinical point of view, is the Measure 14 and You seminars will be conducted by Sean Colley of Colley Law at 5 p.m. on Friday and 4 p.m. on Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sunday. And this is something that we all had our own reactions to, Measure 114 and its potential implementation. But now it's also we need to look at how can we live with these with these issues today.
All right, a lot to talk about. We're going to take a break and talk with more with Joe Pate when we come back. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. David Littlejohn and True Wealth Radio coming up later today, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. We're previewing the 27th annual Seven Feathers Sportsmen's and Outdoor Show presented by Bi-Mart Friday through Sunday at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Promoter Joe Pate is in here. We're just talking about some of the classes and opportunities like that. Are there other ones you want to cover as well?
Well, not necessarily in depth, but the Delta Waterfowl introduction is pretty interesting. They're attempting to build a multi-million dollar, what they call flyway, on the West Coast, which should be very interesting to help migration.
Mm, yeah, I've heard about those. That would be interesting to know about. What about in the outdoors? Are there new trends or maybe products that are coming along that people can learn about at the show?
Well, first of all, let's take the double approach to that. If you look at the outdoors and the new trends, there's two. There's one that supply is beginning to catch up in demand for, you know, major goods, boats, RVs, and so on and so forth, ATVs. This has been a long time in coming. And it comes at a time when the market is, I think, let's say, pausing and taking a look at long-term what's going on. Nobody seems to know. There's also, we've been waiting for this for months, and it seems like it's not happening. So the good news is that supply is catching up with demand. On the other hand, there's been an explosion of interest in outdoor recreation since the COVID debacle. So I think that people, what they're looking for now or have been looking for is outdoor recreational pursuits that they may not have entertained or enjoyed in the past. That then enter our show, and in fact, our goal is to try to serve up a platter of those various opportunities.
Yeah, it seems like, when we were kind of the height of the pandemic, people started going out, and I remember, I think I was pretty busy working, honestly, during a lot of that phase, but word got around things like you couldn't find a mountain bike anywhere. You know, the Waldrons and folks that were selling those, you know, were running out. Everybody bought them, and then we were starting to run into the supply issues as well. So it's interesting that that interest hasn't slowed down, it doesn't sound like, since, you know, we've gotten to 2023.
I think all the retailers are telling me that the buying and the interest has, you know, has not subsided to any measurable amount. And that's a positive thing. I think people are going to find that, like every community, whether it's skin diving or biking or kayaking, there's a cost associated with getting involved. But to be able to talk with the people at the show, and you know, in a mass situation, they can explain what it is. I think that helps them. And then, residually speaking, a lot of these businesses will enjoy, repeat customers coming back from the show, and vice versa.
Well, and when you go out there, I mean, you look around, people will have business cards or flyers or whatever, and maybe you're not ready to, you know, go buy a kayak today or something like that. But you can connect with those people, and then, you know, later in the spring or whatever, or when you get your tax refund, you've got the connection.
Well, also in the heavier goods idea, you know, the RVs, boats, and ATVs, there's also rentals. We have a couple companies that are at the show this year that will be doing ATV rentals, and I think that's an interesting situation too. So you can kind of try it before you buy it type mentality, and I think that's another function of the shows is to present those trends, if you will, and see if they take off.
Well, and some people might, you know that they like it even, but just given the amount of time they have, or even maybe you're in a condo, you don't have a bunch of space for stuff like that, but you know, if you can rent it when you want to go out and do it, I think people would really like that.
Yeah, and I think it's both ways. You know, you find out if you like it, you become passionate, and then you become a buyer. Not all people walk around the show as a buyer. Another interesting angle of our show is that we're a soft sell. The idea is to present, to introduce, to discuss, to be amazed, hopefully, about some of these exhibits and the people that represent them, as opposed to a hard sale RV show or boat show.
Yeah, now you have an opportunity to walk around, and you're in, how much of the fairgrounds are you taking up?
Well, we're in the what they call the community building, the Douglas Hall, as well as the exhibit building. We have some outside exhibits because we use the floral building for our seminars and the Saturday night banquet. And you know, again, pretty much all the fairgrounds. Of course, now Camper Corner is using the North Lot for their RV show. At the same time, we thought it'd be an interesting concept to try to coincide the two and have them run concurrently. And so they start today and tomorrow at the North Lot, and will be running through the weekend with us. They also have an exhibit at the show. And so we've kind of got them coming and going, and hopefully they'll fare very well.
So people can really come out and plan to spend a lot of time out there.
Well, our hope is that they come out and enjoy it. And, you know, Dan Hultz, the fairgrounds manager, has put together an eclectic menu of different types of food. So it should be an interesting weekend in that regard. You can wine and dine there as well as enjoy the show.
Well, and I recall from last year, you know, as the show gets started, people are ready to practically bust down the doors, you know,
We're happy to say it's always rewarding to watch the lineup at the door and have the people come in. It seems like they're as excited to be there as we are to present it. So, yeah, it's always interesting. And also, another point I've been learning is that I'm surprised after 27 years and the way this community embraces that show, that there are some people that are unaware of it. And so the role of your listeners is to tell everybody about it this weekend.
Yeah, you know, that is surprising. And that just every once in a while, people are like, what's going on over there? They just missed out. But yeah, that should attract a lot of attention. Now, with the other shows in the region, do you still get people coming from out of town to come to this one?
Oh, yeah. I think the main thing we attract is, of course, basic Douglas County. But I say greater Douglas County because of the way it strings out to the shore. And so we also get to see a lot of coastal people coming over.
And even, I imagine, there are folks that may have gone to one of your prior shows. You said you were in Eugene last week?
Mm-hmm. We had our show in Eugene, yeah.
So if you were, you know, people that were up there, maybe, they may come down here to reconnect with somebody, or maybe they are ready to buy by then.
Well, in some that's a possibility, but in some cases also, there weren't available last weekend, and they'll come to the Roseburg show. And we also see people that will have attended in Eugene and attend in Roseburg, and vice versa. I see Roseburg folks up in the Eugene show sometimes.
So talk about hours at admission and that kind of thing.
Well, we're Friday. We open at noon and run till 9. Saturday is 10 to 8, and Sunday is 10 to 3.
And so it's just 3 days, one weekend, but a lot to do out there. I imagine you have a lot of people that come out more than once.
Well, we hope so. We hope that they, you know, feel comfortable coming and attending as many times as they like. I also think we didn't mention some of the other attractions, like the Lithia climbing wall. We've got a beautiful climbing wall, the nicest wall I've ever seen for the kids, as well as an archery range. We call it the Kurtz Archery Range in honor of Kurtz Archery. We have a BB gun range, which is also about gun safety for kids, but it's a beautiful and very colorful BB gun range. I don't think you can replace that as a kid. I remember the little noise of the gas escaping, you know, that poof sound. It really makes a difference with the kids. They seem to love that as opposed to the virtual ones. But they like them both.
All right, so that's happening, again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Give folks the hours again.
Friday, it's noon to 9, Saturday, 10 to 8, and Sunday, 10 to 3.
All right, Joe Pate, the promoter of the 27th Annual Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Show presented by Primark. Joe, thanks for coming in.
Well, appreciate it, too. We got to thank our sponsors as well. So,
all right, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.